It's wonderful to meet you, Jeff Thomas and Patrick McNally with Headversity. Excited to be in your vicinity at SHRM SHRM 60th annual meeting in Atlanta, Duluth, Georgia. So I'm particularly excited about y'all, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much. So my name is Jeff Thomas. I run the sales organization at Headversity, based in Western Canada, Calgary, Alberta. We're about 6 years old. We have about 65 employees. There's probably 25 or so in the U.S., and the other 40 are based in Canada.
Awesome. And Patrick, hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you. My name is Patrick McNally. I'm an account executive at Headversity.
Nice.
Been with the company about 6 weeks.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Excited to be here, getting in front of HR buyers.
Love it.
And really understanding how we're received in the U.S. market.
And you're based in Dallas.
I am based in Dallas.
This is brilliant. What propelled y'all to be here? I know obviously you're expanding from the Canadian market, but I'd love to hear sort of your genesis and your why and what's going on with you all.
Sure, absolutely. So we are attending this show specifically because one of our founders, Dr. Ryan Todd, spoke on stage a couple hours ago and did a presentation about workforce mental health. And so he had a bunch of people that came and listened to what he was talking about, did a little bit of a engaging activity. And then he said, okay, we got time. Ask me tough questions. And all these HR professionals asked him all the questions they're thinking about with respect to mental health at work. Like, what can I do? What can I not do? What happens if I know someone's on medication? What if they won't take it? Like, it got really into the legal realm. So Dr. Todd helped these people, and then they came to our booth and they were really excited about it. So that's part of the reason we were here, was to support him when he was on stage. But the other part is really just to meet, like Patrick was saying, HR professionals that are out here trying to learn about what programs they can provide for their employees. How can they help their staff?
Which leads us to, you know, I'd love to hear about Headversity, you know, all those different modules and great pillars you told me about. I'd love to hear about those and really how you help owners of companies, HR, those leaders take care of their employees.
Sure. I'll give you the overview of how it works. So the platform has three different areas that we provide. The first we call CERT, and it is foundational training. So an HR organization would make a decision to put this training in place for their staff. The topics are things like mental health foundations, psychological safety, respect in the workplace. There's a whole leadership track, which is very popular. And so that allows companies to focus together on a 40-minute training. They do it on their own time. Everybody starts speaking the same language. And the difference between us and other learning platforms is that there's then a continuous ongoing learning. So every 3 months, the employees get a little nudge. They go back into the platform. They spend about 5 to 7 minutes staying qualified. So they get certified and then they stay qualified. And that's the first part of it. That's the learning. The second piece of it we call SOLO, and that is for the individual. It's a mental health resiliency tool. There are 12 different ways that an employee can engage with it. They go into the platform, they answer some questions, provide some content, and then they choose what content they want to engage with. So if they're focused on, say, work-life balance, they can go into that area and they can start to consume content. And some employees spend a lot of time in it. Some employees are in there when they're feeling stress, and then other employees don't spend as much time in it.
And how do you curate and present that content? Is that from folks like your leader and staff, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's exactly that. So it's all peer-reviewed content, and it is all done by either psychiatrists or psychologists or psych nurses, professionals who go into the community. They assess this information and then present it back through our platform so that people can engage with it on their own time.
Jeff, you talk about mental health. Because technology continues to get more and more involved in everyday activities, it seems like there is a definite need for what you do, and what you need is not going to go away. It's only going to grow. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We saw a real uptake as COVID came. When people were sent home, they struggled. Everybody did. We all did. You felt more alone. You felt isolation. You weren't really sure about how to do your job. You were on Zoom calls now all the time. Like, everything changed. So we kind of thought at the end of COVID, things would start to go back to normal. And what we've seen is that the level of burnout across North America is even higher now than it was at the end of COVID. So I think you're absolutely right. This is not going away. This is something that is leading to more absenteeism in the workplace. It's leading to employees leaving their jobs from stress. So our platform is just a way that we can provide tools so that employees have some help that they can deal with this before it becomes too late.
That, I guess, was going to be my next question. When is it going to be too late? Is there going to be some point where we need to kind of pull back and get to know each other, a person to person, like in the old days, ever again?
Yeah. Well, that's part of the platform that we have. Because that piece is never going to go away, we have monthly sessions where live people get in front of other live people and talk about issues. They answer questions. They provide support. We have group sessions that we do, and then we have individual private sessions for companies that we do. And that's designed to give some balance. So people should be working on their own mental health on their own terms at their own time. But also, if they're more comfortable in a group environment or they're more comfortable just asking someone questions, we provide that support as well so that there's a balance.
And we'll get Patrick back in the conversation. Yeah. You've been with the company for a short amount of time. What is your day-to-day function as far as trying to grow the business? How are you getting the word out there, and how are you bringing in some new business?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of my time is spent reaching out to business owners, reaching out to HR executives, really to educate them on what we do and what we do differently. As you know, this space has grown so much in the U.S., but a lot of companies still don't know what we do or what is the right solution for them, right? There's all of these solutions in the marketplace. And one of the first things that people think about when they think about mental health is therapy or sort of those end resources, right? If I break my arm, I'm going to go to the doctor and get it fixed, right? If you're having a mental health challenge that's really crisis oriented, maybe that is the resource you need, is a therapist or a psychiatrist, right? If it's already at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But what's different about Headversity is we are preventative. We want to make sure that people have the resources and tools they need before you get to that crisis point. So educating them on how do we educate employees before they need that intervention with a person. One of the big things I love about what we do here at Headversity is the scope of how many providers there are in the U.S., right? We have a limited number of providers, and there's so much more demand for mental health. Well, how do you solve that? You mentioned technology earlier. We can either look at technology as a tool that's making us dumber and keeping us distracted, or we can use it as a tool or resource to improve some of these problems, and that's what we believe we have here.
Company was founded in Canada?
In Canada, yeah.
Expanding, obviously, to the United States.
Absolutely.
Two different countries, different kinds of healthcare systems in both countries, vastly different, in fact. Any challenges growing into the United States? Any challenges that have made it different than how you maybe operate north of the border?
Yeah, that's also a great question. So when we were...
Just so you know, we only ask great questions here. Just so
yes.
You know.
That's great. And I think you're two for two, so that's great. When we were pulling the content together, there are two medical bodies that were consulted as we are making sure that this is peer-reviewed. So in Canada, that's the Canadian Mental Health Association. In the U.S., that's the Surgeon General's Office. Mm. So anything that was pulled together, we make sure that it's not specific to either a country or a province or a state. So it's more generic. There is information that changes, so our platform is updated accordingly. So as different legislation gets put in place, then we'll make changes to the platform to make sure that the companies that are using it are adhering to the latest statutes within their countries.
So what's on the horizon for the rest of the year for y'all? Obviously a great, robust push. I love that you're here and you'll be at other places. Tell me what's on your mind about, you know, the company and where you're going.
Yeah, it's about growth. It's about getting the brand awareness up in the U.S. It's about hiring people in the States. We've brought on 10 people in the past, 6 weeks that are based in the U.S. We plan to keep hiring. Every quarter, we have a plan to hire another 4 people, and they're all going to be U.S.-based. We just brought in a new CEO based in the U.S., a new CFO based in the U.S., a CTO based in the U.S. So we already have American clients, and we already do business here. We have some meaningful relationships, but we're really now going to focus on the growth potential here. Not that the U.S. is any different than Canada with respect to mental health challenges. It's just there's way, like Patrick was saying earlier, way fewer providers here with respect to how many people are here. So we believe that the opportunity for growth is going to be mostly in the U.S. So shows like this, we're signed up for the next several months to continue to go to.
Yeah. Awesome. I look forward to seeing y'all. Would love to work with you and definitely look forward to continuing the conversation. Patrick, on your mind or any thoughts about the platform?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that having a foundational knowledge for every employee to understand how to have a mental health conversation. And you don't have to be a therapist, you don't have to be a trained psychiatrist to care for your fellow employees and understand when to notice that they're not showing up the same way they used to. How should we look at that?
Oh, yeah.
How should we open up a conversation to get them plugged into the right resources they need so it doesn't become a crisis?
And not have them feel badly or embarrassed.
Last question I would have is just a website. Where can people go to find out more about Headversity?
Yeah, www.headversity.com.
And that's HEADVERSITY.
That's right.
Love and the name. I mean, adversity and head put together.
Is Headversity a riff on university or getting in front of and tackling adversity?
Oh. It's getting ahead of adversity. That's exactly right. Most people don't guess that. They think it's the other way. And I thought that when I joined here, but it's getting ahead of adversity.
I love it.
But university in a way too, because as Patrick said, there's a lot of...
Well, there's learning.
A lot of learning and teaching and educating. So
and training and L&D.
It fits in everything.
It does.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So wonderful
thank
to
you
meet
so
you
much.
Both. Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Patrick.
Thanks for your time.